All right, my wife Barbara Jean's gonna sing for us this time.
The secret things you give me, Lord, makes me want you even more. Because your voice is a warm embrace that takes my breath away. And I cannot help but say, 100 hearts would be too few to carry all my love for you. And 100 hearts would be too few to carry all my love for you. Oh, 100 hearts would be too few to contain the joy I have in you. Oh, Lord, I'm so in love with you. And 100 hearts just won't do. You have made a body of glorified flesh and bones. Lord, I know that I'm at home, for I'm the sheepherd of Christ, your precious wife, and the tree of life, where the glory of God is now shown. And 100 hearts would be too few to carry all my love for you. Oh, 100 hearts would be too few to contain the joy I have in you. Oh, Lord, I'm so in love with you. And 100 hearts just won't do. The secret things you give me, Lord, makes me want you even more. Because your voice is a warm embrace that takes my breath away. And I cannot help but say, 100 hearts would be too few to carry all my love for you. And 100 hearts would be too few to carry all my love for you. Oh, 100 hearts would be too few to contain the joy I have in you. Oh, Lord, I'm so in love with you. And 100 hearts just won't do. You have made a body of glorified flesh and bones. Lord, I know that I'm at home, for I'm the sheepherd of Christ, your precious wife, and the tree of life, where the glory of God is now shown. And 100 hearts would be too few to carry all my love for you. Oh, 100 hearts would be too few to contain the joy I have in you. Oh, Lord, I'm so in love with you. And 100 hearts just won't do. Oh, Lord, I'm so in love with you. And 100 hearts just won't do. Oh, they won't do. Oh, Lord, 100 hearts, they just won't do. Praise God. Amen. We love you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise
All right. Thank you, Barbara. That's real good there. Praise the Lord. 100 hearts wouldn't be enough. Amen. A whole all our love for him. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. It's time to begin reading in the Word of God today and ministering the Word. Amen. So we just praise God and we thank the Lord for all the good things that he constantly do for us. Now today I may read a bit more than I usually do. And lot of the things I'm going to make reference to instead of reading, and I think that will be better for us to do it that way too. Amen. But I want to take a thought today, and the thought is this: differentiating between God's children created from the dust of the earth and the wife of the Lamb created by spoken word. Amen. Now, we got two creations here. We got two sons. We got Adam. He's the first son of God. And it's clearly made known the word, Adam, son of God. And then we got the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten son. And one of them was created, body was created from the dust of the earth. The other one was created by spoken word when the angel Gabriel that stands in the presence of God came down to a virgin whose name was Mary and spoke. And we're going to read about that, so I'm not going to say a whole lot until we get to it and begin to read about it. But the angel Gabriel spoke and said, "You'll conceive and bring forth a son. He'll be the Son of the Most High." Well, that is the one that became the Lamb of God and died for the sins of all God's people everywhere. Amen. That rid the earth of sin. Praise God. And that will all take place after the millennia. There'll be no more sin. It'll all be manifested and done away with. Amen. There'll be the children of God, those that came from Adam's race. But then there's going to be a special group which came from Adam's race also, but were joined unto and became the spoken word. Amen. And so that's the wife of the Lamb. That is the difference there. Differentiating between. And we'll say that and begin the reading. But let's pray first. Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you, Lord, for your love and for your goodness and for the way you've leading us and for the revealed word of this hour, and that you have a people that is the spoken word. Amen. Created from the spoken word. And Lord, that is the wife of the Lamb. Amen. We thank you for it, Lord. And we just praise you that you will anoint us and help us this morning as we look to your word, read your word. May you just quicken it and bring it, bring life to it in such a way that it will be that we can rejoice in the Lord and thank God for the good things that you're doing. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, to begin a subject like this, we're going to begin reading scripture that we've read before that you're very much acquainted with. Amen. So I tell you, this is going to, my wife, she just held up her hand and said, I see this. Praising the Lord. Amen. So that has been a lingering question about what's the difference between those that are born again and Peter and all them and all and the wife of the Lamb. What's the difference? Well, the difference is the creation of they're created by the spoken word, and they are joined unto, and that's the point there, joined unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And we, the wife, become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Amen. I brought a message sometime back, and I'm not sure I covered it in this much detail, called the new birth of the body or something to that effect. And it has been in recent times, probably not too far back. Amen. So that's what we want to look at here. Born of the spoken word, that's the why. But then there's some that was created absolutely from the dust of the earth. See? Yeah, and see, since Adam was created from the dust of the earth, the Lord took a rib from Adam and created Eve, and she became exact same thing that Adam was created from, but she didn't look like Adam. Amen. She wasn't like Adam in the sense of her bodily features, see. Amen. But she was made from the same thing. Amen. And it's come from the dust there. Adam was dust to earth. Then Eve come from Adam, see. So that then God told Adam and Eve, multiply and replenish the earth. And then that's where all the children come from all the way through, including us. But we get joined to a word that recreates us. Amen. Joined unto the Lord Jesus Christ and become bone of his bone. And I've said this before quite a few times. Flesh of his flesh. And we're not of, we're different from the regular Christianity, regular people of the earth, because we've been connected to the Word, just like Mary, when she became pregnant in a different manner than the normal human creation of human. Jesus came not because some man came to Mary, a good man, a holy man, and begot a child and named him Jesus. No, this came directly from spoken word. And Gabriel said, I'm the angel stand before the presence of God, bring messages. See, he did that to Zacharias, and this is all there in the book of Luke there, and we could get that, but I'm trying to speak here and bring in some that I won't have time to read it all. You that hear my messages regularly, you know I have a thing of getting started in the Word, and I get a lot of time get more if I just try to read it. I like spoken word. Amen. Amen. So I'll take this reading, this written word as a basis to project the spoken word. And that's what Jesus came from, as a basis for the angel coming to Mary. There had to be a Mary, see. Amen. But then it was a spoken word that created the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we are joined to him, and we're not joined to the Lord Jesus Christ as he walked the earth before crucifixion and resurrection. We're connected to the glorified Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. At the resurrection there. That's why it had to come. Pentecost took place, and the gospel went to the Jews there. And then later on, God, that was 12 apostles there carrying the message. But then later, not too far from Pentecost, there was a man named Paul on the way to Damascus to persecute those that were preaching about Jesus. And all of a sudden, he was struck down by a great light, brighter than the noonday sun. It burnt crust over his eyes that, he had to have someone lead him. He couldn't see. Amen. In other words, I guess they call that cataracts or something. Amen. Well, he didn't have to have a doctor to take them off. Amen. Ananias prayed for him. The scales just fell from his eye. Amen. He got an operation without being put to sleep or anything. In a brand new set of eyes. Amen. Now he can see better than he ever did. Glory to God. So from him, from this man's message and what he received, see, he took a rib from the Lord Jesus Christ and started preaching a message, and that created a new man, a new group, a new person, amen, from what was already here, see, amen. In other words, from the people that was already here, that was already predestinated, that was born with that little speck of life in them. Amen. All it needs is to be quickened and start growing. And Word did that. So these particular people that began the new creation, that began, of course, it was the virgin first. We get that in the 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. Paul said, I have espoused you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Amen. Meaning the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But we know what happened. The serpent got in. Had to type out what happened in Eden. Then it came through time. They died and the body went to the grave and decayed away. But when the Lord God sent Christ back to earth in this end time for the marriage, then he brought those saints with him. 1 Thessalonians 4:14, as you will know. So now we got a group here that we got spiritual souls here that has come down, amen, to take on glorified flesh and bone by this word that's being preached today.
Amen.
Amen. So that differentiates the people of God, the saints of God. There's many very good people born again, and we just can't praise God enough for them. But it makes us appreciate the fact that somewhere in God's mind before the world was, he figured this out and he ordained it, and there would be a people here that would be made from the same thing his son was, a wife, and she would be called the tree of life.
Amen.
Amen. That's why Revelation 22 says she bring forth her fruit. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then what was Jesus? He was part of God. Hebrews said, in the image of the invisible God. Well, when we look at it from that standpoint, and the only way to look at it when you're talking to the why, amen, then that word, it became flesh and bone, lived here on the earth like a normal man. Hallelujah. But when he died and resurrected, glory to God, then there was a spiritual man. And that spiritual man is what we're connected to. We're not just connected to the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, amen, but we're connected to glorified flesh and bone. Amen. And that only takes place by marriage, see.
Yeah,
hallelujah. And that's very clear in the Word. God's anointed Adam after Eve was created, and he said, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. She's the second part of that them that was spoken of when God created he, male and female, created he them, and he put it all in one body, say.
Amen.
Amen. But then here, God took the rib and created he. We were all in that word, that special part of that special word that we use the terminology. The special part of that special word. That special word was the word that created the Lord Jesus Christ in the womb of Mary. Amen. Well, we're part of that special word, and the evidence is we're joined to him and become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And John called us the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Amen. So, I'll read some here. We've read in Genesis before, and I'm going to just read and move right on, because this is an important thing, and it'll help you so much to know, well, and be able to answer the question, what makes us different from the regular Christian? How come we're different? Well, the difference is we are of a new creation. And remember, the new creation started not at Pentecost. That was for the sake of the soul of those that were already serving God to a degree. And salvation was already extended to all those from Adam all the way through that kept the word.
Amen.
That's why Jesus had to go down. That's why Jesus had to go down and bring forth those. After the blood was shed, after he became the Lamb, bring forth those of the Old Testament. Amen. So then he started with a baptism of the Holy Ghost when he ascended on high, sent back the Holy Ghost. Amen. And there went forth people receiving it. Amen. But the wife hadn't come in view yet. The apostle for the wife had not been converted yet. But yet there was one walking around here that was ordained from his mother's womb. Amen. To be exactly what he was, to do exactly what he was to do. And his name was Paul. Hallelujah. Saul at first, but Saul's a big man, so he changed it to Paul. Amen. Yeah, and maybe a little man like. Amen. So we see all those things. And then from that word that he preached, it created a virgin. Amen. And that virgin was to be married, he said, that I might present you to one husband. Amen. And praise God, here in this end time, after this has worked its way through the church ages and all, it's still that word didn't go away. Amen. The virgin through time, they heard the messages that God sent, and that was specifically seven church age messengers and seven messages as it came through. And now we've come to the end when God has sent Christ back to earth, see. He sent those spirits with him, those that have died, see. Amen. And they're still part of that word. But then there in Revelation chapter 10, we see there was a marriage that has taken place, that took place then, and that connected us, that we're not just, we don't look at our beginning just from the earthly realm. Amen. Our mother is spiritual Jerusalem, the mother of Saul, see. Amen. So, and our Father is the Word, see. God the Father, the Word. Amen. And made us the children of God that was made from the same special part of that Word that God created his spiritual Son from. Amen. He sent the word down, and into the Virgin Mary. She at first doubted within herself, what's going on here? And I'm saying this rather than maybe not get it all read. What's going on here? And she wondered, casting her mind, what matter of situation is this? And he began to tell her, I'm from the presence of God. And I'm come to tell you, you're highly favored of God. And said, you'll bring forth a child, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. Amen. Well, she said, how can this be? I've never known man. Amen. It don't matter, because this is a different creation. Amen. This come forth. This is a word person. And the Bible says in St. John chapter 1, verse 14, I believe it, that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. So that was just Word that came to Mary by the mouth of Gabriel. Amen. Started, that Word began to form a child within her womb, and that child was created after the image of the invisible God. In other words, God had it all planned out, going to be just like God wanted mankind. Well, see, this, the other creation was going on from Adam as is. And praise God, when we get in that great millennium, excuse me, get a little water here. A few more weeks, this pollen will be gone, we'll be all right. Amen. This takes place. See, then we bring, just put it in quickly, quick term. There's two sons. One has a generation. What do you call the children that's born? I can't use to think of that word, but they're offspring. Amen. Out here in this world, well, they can be born again. They have the spirit. See, Adam and Eve, they are not lost. They're saved. Amen. And they made some mistakes there, but still, that had nothing to do with this. God's word always prevails, see. And there's a people, just like God ordained. And when we come through the millennium into the great eternal age, there'll be natural people on this earth with eternal life, taking care of the earth. And we've gone over it before, so we won't do it in this service today. But God gave a command to take the earth over, to conquer it, because he was just brought it from the ice age. Amen. But there's a little spot, just a little spot in the whole earth. Amen. That's where he put that them. Glory to God. Amen. Adam and Eve started that garden, but the commandment was to conquer it and take over the whole earth. Well, that the fall came, and they didn't. It's not completed yet, but through the millennia, by the time we get to the great white throne judgment at the end of the millennia, there'll be a people. Glory to God. No serpent nature and been completely hybrid. Amen. And keeping the ways of the Lord, while there'll be others that will listen to the old devil as he come for. And that's his seed in the earth. He'll be completely destroyed, cast in the lake of fire. And then there'll be the children of God come forth, many of them natural people, just like created from the dust of the earth. It's not bad to be created from the dust of the earth. Wait till you see those real people. Amen. Those that were created from the dust of the earth, that walk godly, live godly, and do godly things. Amen. Then you will have something to praise God about there. Praise God. But then I'm not talking about that here when we're talking about the wife. See, I'm talking about a new creation that started, amen, that started after Pentecost, after the Jews rejected the Lord Jesus Christ and crucified him. And we find out that when the wedding was given to invite the Jewish people there to his, he came to his own receiving not. But to those that received him, gave him power to become sons of God. Amen. But there was a wedding, and they didn't come. And he said, not a one of them shall eat at my supper. In other words, there's going to be another group that's the wife of the Lamb, see. Amen. And they will be taken from Jew and Gentile. They'll be neither Jew nor Gentile. Amen. We can't say the Jews got it or the Gentiles got it. No, not this. This is a new creation. It's neither Jew nor Gentile. Amen. This will be the one have glorified flesh and bone, because they are married to and joined to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul said, we're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And then he said, this is a great mystery, the marriage. Amen. But I'm speaking of Christ Jesus and the wife, of Christ Jesus and his wife, see. Amen. So we're talking here, saying these things, but I would like to read just a bit here in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 to get the first creation, because we're differentiating between God's children created from the dust of the earth and the wife of the Lamb created by what? Spoken word. Amen. He didn't reach down and get some dust to the earth to create us. Amen. That glorified flesh and bone. No, he didn't do it. Amen. But that was a message came forth. And that message is so great. It's so wonderful. It's so powerful. And it's something that the world don't understand, religion don't understand, and we don't blame them, because they're fulfilling their part of the word. Amen. And Adam fulfilled his part of the word. Those through the Old Testament fulfilled their part of the word. And those from Pentecost, on the great day of Pentecost, fulfilled their part of the word. Amen. But then here came a people, hallelujah, that heard a message. And that message they heard, it was looked upon and frowned upon by those that were just of the earthly realm, because they didn't understand. Amen. But Peter, James, and John, when Paul went up to Jerusalem, explained why he preached what he preached, why he believed what he preached, why he told them certain things, and I'd like to have that sermon on tape or something, or in book form, but we don't get all the sermon that he preached there. But when he got through, Peter, James, and John, they walked up to him and gave him the right hand of fellowship and told him that, yes, you've got a message from God. You've got a calling. Said, you go preach to the heathens. And the heathen was the uncircumcised among the Jews and Gentiles, and those that were called out that weren't trying to keep the law in the manner that the other Christians were trying to keep it. So Peter said to him, we'll go to the circumcision, and you go to the uncircumcision, the heathen. And that separated there and clearly brought into view for all those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, clearly brought into view that those that were to be the wife of the Lamb were a separate people created by the spoken word from the normal Christian. Amen. That received Christ in the manner that they did. Amen. So there's what it is. We're differentiating between. And once you see this, once you hear this, and you'll find out, even when we get into the book of Revelation, and forgive me if I don't read as much as I was planning, when we get into the book of Revelation, even the garments. Now, this year, it's as though there's two types of garment that's spoken of. There's the white robes, and people later sang about the white robes, and that would be the glorious thing to be dressed in white robes. Hallelujah. Amen. Dressed in white robes, and those in Revelation chapter 7 had palms in their hand, and they were rejoicing. They served the Lord. They were a servant. They were a different type people dressed in white robes. But then when we come to the group that's created by the Word, which is the wife of the Lamb, which is the group that is joined unto him, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, this group and this group alone is dressed in fine linen, clean and white, which is the righteousness of the saints. So there's a clear differentiation between them. Amen. And the differentiation here is not whether they're lost or saved or lost or born again. That's not what we're differentiating here. Amen. It's the position and what our originality was. And we came from him, part of him. Amen. Part of him. Now, Jesus died. When he shed his blood, he died for the sins of all. We got that. Amen. And that second part, that there, them, had two parts to it, masculine and feminine. And we see on the day of Pentecost, there were the Holy Ghost fell. Amen. That was more on that masculine part. Hallelujah. But the feminine part was kept in reserve until the end time, when there would be a people stand up, walk out, and have a message that would shock those that had heard it, those that are hearing it, and those that were hearing messages up to this time. Then all of a sudden this hits. Hallelujah. When Revelation 10, the seals were open, Revelation 10 came into being, it became a different world. Hallelujah. The church ages were over. Hallelujah. And the church ages are over and has been. And now there's the wife of the Lamb going forth. But it did not stop Christianity, just stopped that phase, because the seven church age messengers was to the wife that came and died and so on through the ages. Amen. But now here's a message. When Christ himself came back, amen, that was on the Revelation chapter 10. It was kind of like another day of Pentecost. Amen. As far as the glory of the Lord coming down, see. Hallelujah. And at that time, the masculine, both both part of that then, the masculine and feminine part came and were united together in the spirit. Amen. And now that marriage is by proxy marriage. Hallelujah. We're married to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're joined unto him, and we're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, and we're not so much from the dust of the earth. Now, there's people, and it has been through time, everybody wanted their little lot, their land, and so on, and they really loved it, and I appreciate them for that. Glory to God, they got their spot of land, they keep it up, and they plant their garden, plant their field, grow the fruits and veggies, and we eat and enjoy them. Amen. But there's another people that their minds seem to be somewhere else. They're not concerned too much about the earthly things. Amen. We just use those things to get through this earth, the things of necessity, and care nothing about how much, like a lot of people, they're worth so many billions, and there's no way they can spend it. They don't even spend the interest off of it. But they're so constantly trying to make another dollar and trying to add to that. Well, there's a group of people that don't care about those things. That they know that God will supply every need. Hallelujah. We're his wife, and he's looking after us. He's supplying our need, and he's blessing us. Glory to God, and let the world go ahead. There's some. Remember, the seed of Adam was to conquer the earth and those things and bring it into and make it like the Garden of Eden all over. Hallelujah. But they haven't quite got it done, and they won't until the throughout the millennia. It'll all get fixed up just right, and we'll go into the eternity. Amen. There'll be the tree of life and the water of life. Everything that comes from God flows through his son, the water, that is, the revelation, the word, flows through his son and from his son right on through the tree of life, which is the wife of the Lamb, and it not call him here, it's called her. We got him on the throne, her here is the tree of life. Glory to God, there's both parts of that, them manifested just as God ordained it from the foundation of the world. Even before he created Adam and Eve, he prophesied and told them about it. Hallelujah. Male and female created he them. Amen. Amen. And they were manifested each in a separate body. Amen. Glory to God. And now there's a body of people that's created by the word, and they just can't eat anything else. Amen. It just don't fit their appetite. And yet, on the other hand, while they can't eat other things, those other things are not condemning those that are eating a message that has that puts them in their place. See? Yeah, earthy, yes. And there's the old Antichrist spirit gets right in there and does his damage. But here we're already married, already clothed. Hallelujah and praise God. That's why John says, "Let us be glad and rejoice." Let's just go ahead and rejoice. Hallelujah, we're living in the moment in the twinkling of an eye right at the end of it, and it's time to rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and it's time for us, and we can't help it. We care nothing about anything else but him. We're going to see him. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So those are the things. Now, I'm going to give you the scripture I was going to read rather than going through and reading it, and you might want to put it down and read some of it here. I was going to read in Genesis 1, 26 through 28. That's where God spoke the word of creation about Adam and Eve, created them. But the actual creation didn't take place until Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, where he created Adam from the dust of the earth. And then he created animals, and Adam named them. And then he saw, after Adam named all the animals, male and female they were, then he saw that everything had a helpmeet but him. He had one, but it just wasn't manifested yet. Amen. That was Eve, see. The Lord Jesus Christ had the wife all the way through, but she just wasn't manifested yet. Hallelujah. That's why she went to the grave and so on like that. And that's why the body that went to the grave, that was from the dust of the earth. But he brings back these spirits, and they don't go back and pick up that necessarily. That's the why, because there's a created body by the spoken word. It's 100% spoken word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that's what we are becoming as we walk with God daily. Amen. And right here at the end of the twinkling of an eye, then we're just getting ready to step right over in it, just like going, open the door and moving from one room to the other. Hallelujah. And it's that real to us. And we know that all those saints that will dwell with us as part of the wife of the Lamb, amen, they're already here. He brought them with him. They had to hear this too. The message, create glorified flesh and bone, and it had to create glorified flesh and bones on them. Hallelujah. That's why we're rejoicing in the Lord, praising God. That's why nothing else in this world matters. Hallelujah. Because we used to sing that song, I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. And we rejoiced over it, but we were speaking basically of the soul. But now we can add another detail to that. We can add another them to that. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Talking about the wife of the Lamb is redeemed. Both soul, body, glory to God with a glorified body that's redeemed. And here we are today. Hallelujah. Walking and praising God and glorifying God and obeying Him in all things. Hallelujah. So that's what's taking place here. Amen. Now, we go back to when when the angel came to Mary. See, that word, this is the important part here. He didn't create a man to be Jesus from the dust of the earth. Amen. That's why Jesus didn't return to the dust of the earth. Amen. He didn't return. He went down and preached the spirits and prayers. And he came back and picked that body up. And it weren't dust of the earth body. Amen. It was word body. It didn't decay, because he said he'd not suffer his Holy One to see corruption. Amen. That body didn't corrupt one bit while the Christ part, his spirit, while he went down there and delivered those saints out. He went down to preach to spirits in prison. That's in 1 Peter, I believe it is. He went down and preached to spirits in prison, so he didn't need that body there to go preach to spirits in prison. Hallelujah. And told them what was the deal was. But when he came back, glory to God, he came right back into that body, and that body was no longer just a natural body. It was glorified flesh and bone. And now here's where we're getting the body for the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. That's why we've had many, many sermons before. And I hope you will forgive me for this. I was just thinking this through a little bit here, some of the thing, and I got a bunch of scripture wrote down here. But you know what? I've quoted most of it anyway, and it's not just the scripture here that's written. It's spoken word. See, that's why you'll hear us more and more begin to speak the word. Hallelujah. Bring forth messages, speaking the word, because that's what you're created from. That's what your spirit received. Amen. That's what will give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. And that's not saying don't read the Bible and don't respect the Bible. No, you do that. But in doing so, you as the wife of the Lamb know what applies to you. Amen. And know what applies just to Christianity in general. Hallelujah. And you will know and do know that you are a special creation. Hallelujah. And that's why the book of Ephesians chapter 5, and I believe I'll read that part after going over the other here. And this is in the Ephesians chapter 5, and I want you to watch what Paul's saying here. This is being joined to a body that weren't created necessarily from the dust of the earth, but by the spoken word sent from God to the virgin. Amen. And soon as he spoke that word, she became pregnant. Amen. No man had anything to do with it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And no man has anything to do with it.
Hallelujah.
That's why we shun denominational religion.
Amen.
Amen. Because it's man's, what man's figured out and what man done. And let them have their way out there. Let them do what they will. But I tell you one thing, they're going to pay a great price, because that old Antichrist spirits come in, and many of them go right into that tribulation. And when they do finally wake up, and God's going to wake them up, because Revelation 18 says, when the angel came, amen, the earth was lightened with his glory. They're going to be enlightened to the fact we have been deceived, we've been led astray. Amen. Now there's only one thing to do, and that's to come out and stand for God with all of our heart. And at that time, the old Antichrist spirit will persecute them, put them to death. And then the scripture said, blessed are they that die in the Lord from henceforth.
Right.
Amen, 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 amen. Glory to God. But here's the people, amen, that has been glorified and went in the rapture, waiting to come back with him. And Revelation 19 shows coming back dressed in fine linen, clean and white. The same group that went up dressed in fine linen, clean and white is the same group that's coming back with him. And that's part of the Godhead, part of the wife. That's the wife of the Lamb. That's part of the Son, see? Amen. So if Jesus was part of God, then we're part of Jesus, then we're part of the whole, see? Glory to God. Jesus is our, he's our king, and we're the queen. The body of people that become the tree of life. There's a special group in this, in the millennial and in the eternal age that's going to be so special. Glory to God, that everybody just want to come and talk to them a little, get in their presence and rejoice. Amen. They might want to come tell you about we've just finished planting our field. And, oh, we have some great watermelons over there. We'd be so happy if you would like one. We'll bring you. We'll bring you a watermelon. Yeah, some eggs or whatever, you know. Many of these things. Amen. I said the eggs because I got a man bring me eggs. Amen. He's got some laying hens, and he always want to bring some eggs for us, too, from the eggs that's they're what they call, I think, they don't have them cooped up or anything like that.
Cage-free.
Cage-free egg. Yeah. Amen. So they say those are the good kind.
Yeah.
Amen. So we just praise God. Amen for all these good things. But look what you are. Now you can differentiate clearly. Yes, those are the children of God in the realm. And they were created from the dust of the earth. Through Adam and Eve, see. But this group is created by the spoken word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because our King, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ, was created by the word. And he came forth, and remember this part, and this is important. And if I'm repetitious on a few of these things, it's the reason I want to really get in, that we become part of the glorified Lord Jesus Christ. We didn't become part of Jesus in the sense of him being a natural man walking around here. No. Amen. But we become part of, we're joined to, that's what I mean. We're joined to the glorified Lord Jesus Christ. See? Hallelujah. And that's why we have to have glorified bodies. That's why he said, Paul wrote in the prophetic utterance that that there's going to be a people, we which are alive and remain. Amen. So we'll be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. That's the time we're in now. Amen. There's a change. Not die and go to the grave and be raised up and not be killed for the word. Amen. Glory to God. There's a people that's that way, and we admire. My wife and I was watching the little thing, I believe it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, about how they turned the lines loose on the Christians. Nero burnt Rome there, part of it, and blamed it on the Christians there. And They got them, put them in the arena there, and turned the hungry lions loose on them. And my wife, she's beginning to cry. And she couldn't hardly stand to watch it, what happened there. And there's many of those saints that went that way, glory to God. But when the spirit went out of that body, those that are the wife of the Lamb, they went to that special place that Paul saw where they was, and he told us where to be. And that would be 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. We, if this earthly house of this tabernacle were to dissolve, we have a building of God in the heavens. And he began to, but when Jesus came, when Christ came back in Revelation chapter 10, he brought those with him. And that's why they're rejoicing about this message. Hallelujah. They're rejoicing because here it is, the life message to give glorified flesh and bone, not get them up out of the grave. No. Amen. Bring them back and let them hear the word that'll put glorified flesh and bones on them, because we've been joined and we're the same. Now, I'm going to read this here in the fifth chapter of Ephesians. And I'll just begin reading about verse 30, I believe, here. Yes, we'll start at verse 30. But it says here in verse 30, for we are members of his body, now watch, of his flesh and of his bone. Now that was the part I wanted you to notice. His flesh and his bone didn't come from man. Amen. Didn't come from the dust of the earth. Amen. Came from strictly word. Amen. The Gabriel came. I tell you, Gabriel, he's around today too. He did. He's still bringing messages, and he's still with the wife of the Lamb. While there's what's the other big angel that's for Israel? What's his name? Michael. While Michael, according to the book of Daniel 12th chapter, he stands for the children of his Daniel's people, which is Israel. All this, praise God, is happening in our day, our time, and as we speak, praise God. All right, so we're members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. Now, won't you notice, of his flesh and of his bone. The same thing that Adam said, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Glory to God, but there's a hidden mystery here. Paul calls it the mystery. Glory to God, we got the same spirit. Hallelujah, but it's the feminine part of that spirit of Christ that has united with a masculine part. Amen, making us one with the Lord Jesus Christ, both in body and spirit. Hallelujah, that his wife is here. And now we can represent the King real good. Hallelujah, as his wife. That's why he said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Jesus said, my joy I leave with you. And Paul began to talk about the joy, amen, and how the saints had the joy of the Lord. Those are important for the wife in this hour. Amen, because the King want a wife that's full of joy. He don't want to be feel miserable or anything like that. But he likes that joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. That wife is a cheerleader for him. Amen. Come on now. Yes, glory to God. So let's get this here. Now, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, see? Amen. That part there so important. Amen. That was verse 30. So let's get verse 31. For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother. That's the number. All the natural realm. Watch that. Amen. My time's getting gone. All the natural realm out here. We ain't concerned about it. We got new parents. Amen. The new parents is God. And Paul, he typed it out, and I'm not going to get into this part too much. He said, Jerusalem, the mother of us all, see. Amen. So I tell you what, we, a father, mother, brother, sister, whoever it is, glory to God, we put our devotion to Him. It don't mean we forsake or don't give the natural, in the natural realm, there's things we do in the honor of one another and so on like that. But the real thing is, amen, we're His. We're God. We're made from that same word, that special part of that special word. That's a good, I don't think I got a message on that. We do have a message on that. But well, I tell you, Brother Charlie over in Kentucky said, Brother Ben, there ain't no more titles of messages. You've already used them all up now. Well, sometimes I feel like, but God just always have another to go on. Amen. Differentiating between, let me read this one here, and this won't be the full, all of it on this, too much for time. But this not too much scary thought. Differentiating between God's children, God's created children, and from created children from dust of the earth. Differentiating between God's children from the dust of the earth and the wife of the Lamb created by spoken word. Yeah, created from dust of the earth, created. But the wife's created by spoken word. That's why you love it. That's why I don't have to read everything that I speak. You don't have to be reading it. You know when it's spoken word. Jesus said, my words, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. Amen. So I'm reading this and then closing here. For we're members of his body. I just got that. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. Flesh and bone. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning the Lord Jesus Christ and the wife. It says here, Christ and the church. See? Amen. So that's the story of it. Amen. I believe that's real good. And my wife's going to sing one for us in closing out here, and maybe have a testimony or something. So we just praise God. Many people, they really like my wife's songs and testimony, and it blesses us to know, and blesses her too that she knows that it's a blessing. All right, come right on, if you will. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will take these words, use them for your glory, to bless the wife of the Lamb. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, we could sing glory and shout a while, but amen. May you have to before it's over.
Thank you, Lord.
All right.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. I just love that message. I appreciate it so much. And I see that about the difference between the two, being created from the dust of the earth and created of glory, you know, of spoken word. Because see, the difference is the creation of their glorified bodies, because yeah, even those that are created from the dust of the earth, they received glorified bodies. And see, the Lord did not take from the earthly realm of Christianity, the earthly realm of the word, to create us with, but he did other people, and you know, like Peter and James and all them, and then all the others there in Revelation chapter 7, and it just kind of goes on and on there, that they're made from the earthly realm of the word, glorified flesh and bones. And we were made from the spoken word.
Amen.
And we were made from that mystery that Paul spoke about. It was a mystery.
Praise God. Amen.
So it's not particularly written in the word how we were made.
Yes.
So bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. As we traveled through time, we crossed over into the twinkling of an eye and met the saints who had died, but they are now seen alive, and it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. It's only here and now the twinkling of an eye is taking place. It's only here and now we've overcome death, and we proclaim
The fine linen, clean and white, is clothed Christ, the wife glorified, and it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. Oh, it's only here and now the twinkling of an eye is taking place. It's only here and now we've overcome death and we proclaim. The fine linen, clean and white, is clothed Christ, the wife glorified, and it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. Yeah. There is no tomorrows or yesterdays, nor the former things come to mind, as Christ the wife of the Lamb at this last trumpet sound is glorified, and it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. It's only here and now the twinkling of an eye is taking place. It's only here and now we've overcome death and we proclaim. The fine linen, clean and white, is clothed Christ, the wife glorified, and it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. As we traveled through time, we crossed over into the twinkling of an eye, and met the saints who had died, but they are now seen alive, and it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. Oh, it's only here and now the twinkling of an eye is taking place. It's only here and now we've overcome death and we proclaim. The fine linen, clean and white, is clothed Christ, the wife glorified, and it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. Oh, it's only here and now, only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. No tomorrows or yesterdays, but it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. But it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. Praise God. We love you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. In a moment, twinkling of an eye, we've come into that. We've arrived at that time. Amen. And this is so wonderful, so good. And I just praise the Lord. I can't get through praising Him. Don't want to get through praising Him. Glory to God, because, amen. This is what He gets glory from. We praise Him and thank Him and glorify Him. Amen. And that's one thing that we got that the Pentecostals had that I like real good. They'd come in church praising God and glorifying God. Yeah, they leave the same way. But the thing is, a lot of times they didn't stay still long enough to hear the word. But they love to shout. They love to speak in tongues. But we love the word, and we love to shout too. So, amen. So God bless you today. Amen. We appreciate you in the Lord. So may God bless you. Amen.